Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. Hanoder Maisa Kedera. Some takes a neder that asks him from eating Maisa Kedera, meaning food prepared in a pot. Einu asur elimi maisa ritachta. He's only allowed to eat that which is prepared by being boiled for a very long time. That's what maisa kedera means in parlance, in common parlance, in the way people speak. Amar konam ayorid l'kedera she'eini toem. If he says konam, then I'm not going to eat that which is yorid l'kedera, asur b'kolam esbashim b'kedera. Then he's not allowed to eat anything that was cooked in a pot, even if it was cooked very quickly. Because what yorid l'kedera includes more things than just maisa kedera. Min ha-kavush, if someone takes a ned that asks him from eating that which is kavush, that which is soaked or what's the word for kavush again in English? It's not saturated, not soaked. I forgot already. But if someone takes a neder from eating that which is kavush, something that's soaked in like pickled in like vinegar for a while, eino asur elam min ha-kavush shel yaruk. He's only not allowed to eat preserved vegetables. But he's allowed to eat other types of foods that are kavush, because kavush means the kavush food. Meaning you make pickles. Yeah, that's what you do. That's what you put in brine. You don't put other foods in brine. But kavush sheni tohim. If he doesn't say ha kavush, he just says kavush asur b'kol kavush. And then no matter what it is that you pickled, you're not allowed to eat. Min ha-shaluk, if somebody takes another from eating the shaluk, eino asur min ha-shaluk shel basar. So then it must be referred to overcooked meat, which is the most common thing to overcook. Shaluk sheni tohim. But if he says shaluk sheni tohim asur b'kol shlakim, then whatever it is that's overcooked, he's not allowed to eat. Min hatzli, if he says I'm not going to have vitzli, in rosel min hatzli shel basar, so he's only now allowed to have the most commonly roasted food, which is meat. Div Rabbi Yehuda, tzli she'eini toim, but if he says tzli that I will not taste, also b'kol tzli, and then he's not allowed to have anything that is roasted. Min hamaliach, if he says from the salted food, in rosel min hamaliach shel dag, so he's only not allowed to eat salted fish, the most common salted food. Maliach she'eini toim, but if he said I'm not going to taste salted food, asur b'kol ha-meluchim, then he's not allowed to have any salted food. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we said someone who takes a neder anah from maisa kedera is only not allowed to eat that which is being boiled for a long time. But if he says kol ha-yorid the kedera, then even something that's just boiled for a short time is asur for him. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if he takes a neder, the Mishnah Gimel is just a bunch of examples of differences between ha and just the word in general. So ha kavush means vegetables. Kavush means anything that's kavush. Ha shaluk means meat. Shaluk means anything that's shaluk, anything that's slow cooked. Ha tzli means meat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, tzli means anything that is roasted. Ha maliach means fish. Maliach means anything that happens to be salted. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet.